Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. Here's a heavy one with a U.S. angle: aids rushing into Myanmar after a massive earthquake, and Trump stepping up. NPR says emergency help from the U.S. and others hit Southeast Asia hard yesterday, 2 days after a 7.7 magnitude quake killed over 1,600 near Mandalay. It's a crisis pulling in global focus. What's going on? The Associated Press reports the death toll's climbing. Rescue teams from China landed in Yangon, joining U.S. efforts. Fox News says Trump pledged more aid, called it critical after firing most USAID staff last week. He's redirecting funds instead. Reuters notes over 1,000 died in a Bangkok building collapse tied to the quake. Thailand's reeling too. The Washington Post says Myanmar's junta finally let foreign help in. Rare move. What's the take? The Daily Caller has some praising Trump. A relief expert told them, he's cutting red tape, aid's moving fast. But CNN's got critics. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, firing USAID was reckless, we're scrambling. NPR reports locals are grateful but overwhelmed. Roads and power are a mess. The New York Times sees it as a test. Can Trump deliver? Both sides are in. Swift help or shaky start? Time to talk about a legal tug-of-war heating up. The Trump administration's fighting to take down a consumer watchdog. Fox News says they've appealed a federal judge's decision that stopped them from dismantling the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, known as the CFPB. It's a big clash over government power, and both sides are digging in deep. What's the deal? The Associated Press reports this kicked off after Judge Amy Berman Jackson blocked Trump's move Friday, issued an injunction to keep the CFPB alive, saying it's Congress's creation, not his to trash. Reuters notes the agency's been a target since Trump took office. Over 1,000 workers got canned or sidelined last month after his team, led by Elon Musk's efficiency crew, tried to gut it. Yesterday, the administration filed an appeal with D.C. Circuit, arguing they've got the right to reshape it, claims it's a relic of woke overreach. What's at stake? The Washington Post says the CFPB's hauled in nearly $20 billion for consumers since 2011. Think canceled debts and loan relief, stuff that's ticked off Wall Street. Trump's OMB director, Russell Vought, told reporters, it's unaccountable. We're fixing that. But the National Treasury Employees Union, who sued to save it, cheered the block. Union head Everett Kelly said, this protects Americans from financial scams. The New York Times adds it's a constitutional showdown. Can Trump nix an agency Congress built? How's it splitting? The Daily Caller's got some backing the appeal. A GOP rep told them CFPB's a burden. Trump's streamlining government. They see it as draining the swamp. 62,000 federal jobs cut already. But CNN's airing Dems like Representative Maxine Waters. It's a power grab. They're stripping consumer rights, she said. NPR warns banks might cheer, less oversight, but consumers could lose big. The Wall Street Journal says it's early. Appeal could drag on, maybe hit the Supreme Court. Both sides are firm. Lean machine or reckless slash? Let's dive into a hot one out of Washington. President Trump's dropping hints about running for a third term, and it's got everyone buzzing. NBC News says he's floated the idea in an interview, saying he's not joking about finding ways to stay in office past his current term. It's a bold tease that's lighting up the political scene, and both sides are jumping in. What's the deal? Fox News reports Trump told Kristen Welker there are methods to make it happen. Didn't spell them out, but said, a lot of people want me to do it. Reuters ties it to the sky-high approval among the Republicans, claiming he's got the best numbers in a century, though polls don't fully back that up. The Associated Press notes this isn't new. Trump's mused about it before, but yesterday's comments are his clearest yet, just months into his second stint. What's the catch? The New York Times points out the 22nd Amendment, ratified in 1951 after FDR's four terms, says no one can be elected president more than twice, period. Trump's allies, like ex-advisor Steve Bannon, have pushed a third-term narrative, per the Washington Post, but changing the Constitution needs two-thirds of Congress and three-quarters of the states. Tough odds. Some float a VP loophole, run with Vance, who'd step aside, but legal experts call it shaky. How's it playing? The Daily Caller's got supporters on board. A GOP rep told them, if the people demand it, we'll find a way. They see it as Trump keeping his base fired up. 4,200 deportations this month show he's rolling. But CNN's airing Democrats like Representative Daniel Goldman. This is authoritarian creep. He's testing limits, he said. NPR warns it echoes his 2020 election fight. Could stoke unrest if he pushes it. What's next? The Wall Street Journal says it's early. Trump's focused on now, like Myanmar aid and Yemen strikes. This keeps the spotlight on him. Associated Press notes no solid plans out. It's talk for now. Both sides are firm. Populist dream or constitutional crisis? Alrighty, let's wrap up with a fiery one. Elon Musk's pointing fingers over who's behind the chaos hitting Tesla. The Washington Post says Musk's raising the alarm about riots and destruction targeting his electric car company. Dealerships trashed, cars torched, and he's asking who's footing the bill. It's a hot topic as tensions boil over his White House role, and both sides are chiming in. So what's the deal? Fox News reports Musk's been vocal since protests kicked up. Over 200 Tesla takedown rallies hit showrooms Saturday, mostly peaceful, but some turned ugly. Reuters says yesterday's alone, vandals smashed windows at a Tesla lot in Chicago, fourth attack this month, and Musk's tying it to his Department of Government Efficiency cuts. He told reporters, it's time to arrest those funding the attacks. Puppets won't stop this. The Associated Press notes over 4,200 deportations this month. Some link the anger to that, too. What's he saying? The New York Times reports Musk claiming it's organized, suggested left-wing groups like Act Blue or billionaires like George Soros might be bankrolling it, though he's got no hard proof yet. NPR says he's called it insane violence against a peaceful company. Tesla's taken hits, with sales down and stock off 40% since January. The Wall Street Journal adds FBI's on it, probing domestic terrorism after 80-plus vandalism cases since Trump's inauguration. How's it splitting? The Daily Caller's got some nodding along. A GOP rep told them, if it's funded, that's a conspiracy. We need answers. They see it as a blowback to Musk's federal slashing. 62,000 jobs cut so far, but CNN's airing skeptics. Act Blue's a donor platform, not a funder, and Soros ties are unproven. Representative Jamie Raskin said, it's a deflection. Blame the boogeyman. The Washington Post notes activists deny coordination, say it's grassroots rage over Musk's power grab. What's the fallout? The Blaze says Tesla's reeling. Dealerships beefing up security, some owners ditching cars. NPR reports protests spread globally. London and Berlin saw rallies too. The Associated Press says Trump's backing Musk, called attackers thugs. But legal fights loom. Courts are still untangling Doge's moves. Both sides are dug in. Funded plot or public fury? I appreciate your time and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.